Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Glad to have you back with us this morning. Let's start with the governor last night signing legislation granting driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. That is the so-called green light bill.
Well, I'm for it. It is the obviously right thing to do for many of us, but for many people, it is not. Their argument is, hey, they came into the country illegally. We shouldn't be legalizing them by giving them things to do. So on this matter of a license, New York State is a state of inclusion, and it's being done. And from where I'm sitting, it is a good thing. But there will be people who think it's a bad thing because it encourages people to break the law, to come into the country illegally. To me, we're all a nation of immigrants. That's how we got here. And from my perspective, this is the right move. And it's a gutsy move on the part of the legislature and the governor.
Well, from New York, let's talk a little foreign policy for a moment. Iran threatens to exceed nuclear deals limits, Trump to deploy new troops.
This is how it happens, David. This is how people get into wars. They misassess the Supreme Ayatollah, who is not a good guy in my opinion, and his people have decided that Trump is a coward and that he won't follow through. Trump, for his part, sends another 1,000 American troops to the Middle East. And everybody who has ever suspected that the Middle East would be the hotbed of where the next world war started is now shaking in their boots because he didn't have to do that. All he had to do was stay in the Iran deal, but instead he decided to bluff his way out. And the Iranians said, okay, if you're not going to keep your word, then we're not going to keep ours either. It's pretty simple. And this is not a good thing.
What about the idea that China's Xi will make his first visit to North Korea before meeting with President Trump?
Well, we have always known that the North Koreans are largely at the dictate of the Chinese. If the Chinese want them to do something, they couldn't do it. I mean, after all, we know what happened in the Korean War. It was only the Chinese that saved the North Koreans. So they have to be very, very careful about what they do with North Korea. But North Korea, of course, has the ability to blow up a lot of people. South Korea and China. And I'm thinking that a Chinese leader has to show that kind of level of solidarity with them in order to protect them in any kind of future negotiation.
Well, as the line here in the State Politics blog says, 4 years ago he was a long shot joke, but as President Trump kicks off his campaign for a second term today with an eardrum pounding pack to the Raffers rally in Florida, no one doubts that he is the dominant force in the arena, the one defining national conversation, as no president has done in generations. We also see that Joe Biden said at a fundraiser that he's already raised nearly $20 million for his presidential bid.
Yeah, David, that's a lot of money, $20 million. One of the things that we can see here is that Biden is way ahead in terms of the polls. There will be people who say, well, it's not enough. If you add up Bernie and others, you get Elizabeth Warren, you get more than Biden has. But Biden is far in the lead. And I think the reason for that is that many Americans see him as a guy who can, you know, moderate the red state effect. He's now saying, I'm going to win some southern states, and he may. And it is doubtful that the others will, but you never know. To me, Biden has made a very persuasive case so far. And he is the leading candidate, and he's doing everything in his power to protect that lead, both by information that he's giving out and by a bandwagon effect, which he hopes people will join.
The president, meanwhile, tweeted last night, Alan, that Immigration and Customs Enforcement will begin removing, quote, millions of undocumented immigrants from the United States next week, an apparent nod to a long-planned operation to arrest migrant families in a blitz operation across the nation.
Oh, I have no doubt that he's going to do it. I have no doubt that he's going to do it, that it's going to cause chaos. He's going to come into so-called sanctuary cities first, and that's where he's going to pick people up. He's going to pick people up off the streets. We've all had it in our towns. One day somebody's a fixture in the town, and the next day they are gone, never to be seen again, picked up in a long black car. This is the kind of terrorism that he's going to do. I have no doubt about it. He's going to say they're illegals and I have the right to do it, but it's going to cause chaos in this country. Many of these people are the foundations of our towns and the services that they offer.
Our Alan Chartok back with us. It's always good to hear your voice.
Okay, David, and I apologize for the phone quality, but best we could do this morning. Again, thank you very much.